Hello, George here. Just thought I'd lay down an audio boo about some discoveries that I've made, actually today. I get together sometimes with my friend Paul, and we go to a few little secondhand stores, and sometimes we find bargains, sometimes we don't. Well, you know, it seems to alternate. On a day, one day we'll go out and Paul will find a lot of the bargains. Well, today it was my turn. I found some bargains. I was not really in the market for anything, but I always like to look at different things. I always love tinkering with electronics and taking them apart to figure out how they work. So today I ran across a couple of finds that were speaker-related. The first one was at the Value Village that's close to my place. It was a small set of speakers. I couldn't even identify the make. Some of them you can read tactily if you know how to read the letters. But this one, no, not a chance. Anyway, something about it looked a little different. For one thing, they weren't like a lot of the mini system speakers that you find there, which have the cords, just the wire coming right out of the back of the speaker. This just had the terminals where you press the tab, insert the wire, and let go. And this is I thought this is interesting, so I took the grill off and inspected. Everything seemed to be all right, undamaged. I gave the cone of the woofer the gentlest of taps, and out of this small box came this great deep thud. And I thought, this is crazy. And I picked them up, and they weren't even all that heavy. And the old-fashioned way of looking at things is, if it's good, it's usually heavy. So I asked Paul what they were. He said they were iSymphony, and then I asked the price. They were like, well, I got the pair of them for $4. And I thought, well, don't really need them, but I might investigate to see if they sound as good as they sort of feel, if you will. And I got it home. It turns out I stole them. They have quite a good bass response for the size of the cabinet. 0.48. And it surprised me. Although they're not as good as some speakers that I've heard. They're quite good, especially considering what I paid for them. And there's another discovery too, but I'll put that in part two of this. I'm going to end for now.